Blog Talk Radio.
Host this morning along with Dr. Reggie Johnson, and we are going through Deepak Chopra's The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. As we gear up, of course, we're doing a quick review of some of the principles of spiritual principles of prosperity before we enter into our next big book study, which I promised yesterday I was going to share with you what it is, and I forgot. I got so into the first lesson of the law the spiritual laws of success and the law of pure potentiality, I forgot to tell you what the book is, so I have to wait and tell you today, I promise. Good morning, Dr. Reggie. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Cynthia. How are you? I'm up and happy and great. Ready to rock and roll.
All righty. Well, you know what? I'm a little, let me say this the right way. I didn't get much sleep last night because I waited till the last minute to do my paper for school. You know, I always procrastinate on that, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little out of sorts this morning, but I'm here and I'm happy.
That's good. That's a good thing.
So anyway, let's talk about our book. You want to do the morning prayer first, or you want to talk about our
next
book?
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Father, we thank you for all good things, for breathing, for air, for life, for everything that is, and to have choices that we make, and that we have to live by those choices, because we have free will and free choice to gear our lives and to engineer our steps. With your guidance and with the Holy Spirit's absolute authority, we can do all things through the energy of the signature of the Christ that gives us strength and hope and well-being. Let us learn these lessons with an open mind and a beautiful, divine, open heart as they are imparted to us through the words of Deepak Chopra, but the authority of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for this energy and learning and wisdom this morning. We believe it is so, and so it is.
So it is. So before we get started this morning, I want to tell you what book we've selected. Listen, I waited on you guys to email me or to call me on my toll-free number and say, hey, Cynthia, I want this book. I want that book. I think I have one person to tell me what book they were interested. Well, actually, two. Anthony told me which book he wanted a long time ago, which book he wanted to go through. And also, Gloria, who, of course, is co-hosting with us now in the chat room, shared a book with us. But as I was going through the books, they all talk to me. And actually, I believe it's the Holy Spirit that guides me to where our next journey will take us. And one thing that I'm very cautious of, I won't say I'm cautious, what I have started to do when I look at a book is I really think about, am I teaching you how to grow? Am I showing, expand, is the book expanding your consciousness? Well, once we did oneness, That was like doing another version of the Bible, as far as I'm concerned. We went through a Bible. There are a couple of books out there that I think have contained life secrets. There's the Bible, which Dr. Reggie calls the biggest UFO code book. He'll have to explain that to you. It teaches the principles of life. Just about any circumstance that comes up in your life, you can find a lesson in the Bible. The second one is the Course in Miracles. Wonderful guidelines and the principles of living. What shocked me was that oneness was just as powerful. And I don't know if you experienced that, but I definitely did. And so now I am very, very comfortable, and I've shared this with you in my emails to you. I'm very comfortable taking you almost anywhere now from oneness, because I know we've laid such a wonderful foundation and expanded your consciousness. The principles were, spiritual principles were laid out so perfectly, and we've studied them extensively. You can almost pick up any book and see where the truth principles are underlying what is being said there. So with that in mind, I decided to choose Gary Zukav's book, Spiritual Partnership, The Journey to Authentic Power. And the reason I chose it is because a lot of people are troubled about relationships. And especially in this time, as the planet is evolving, our relationships and the dynamics in relationships are evolving. So this book study is a little differently. I always try to look for book studies that are going to inspire you, but this one is more about work. I mean, we'll learn. It's going to expand on a lot of the principles we've heard in oneness. But this is a real-life book, okay? So you have to buy this book, because we're going to approach the book study a little differently than we've done before, and I need you to purchase the book. If you go on my website, circlesofprosperity.org, and just click on the morning devotion button, there are some drop-down items underneath that, but don't choose the drop-down items. Just click on Morning Devotion. And scroll down to the middle of the page. You will see a carousel with the books, and you can select and purchase a book from my website. Now, the reason I'm encouraging that is because you're purchasing from Amazon.com, but Amazon.com gives me a few little extra pennies to support Circles of Prosperity. So please buy the book from our website, and we get a little small piece of change. Honestly, I don't even think it's 10 cents. But it adds up over time, and I appreciate everything. And that takes us into the energy of the law of giving, doesn't it? Which is what we're going to cover today. The law of giving. So next book is Spiritual Partnership. If you know of anyone who is having relationship problems, have them, encourage them to participate in this book study. It's going to be wonderful. And there's no reason that they can't, because they can always listen to the archives. You know, the first thing they'll say is, "Oh, that's too early in the morning." So don't worry about it. You can listen to it in the archives. And you know what? If you don't have time to listen to the archives during the week, you can save up the week's lessons and listen to them back-to-back on the weekend. So if you really want to transform your life, there is no excuse. You will do what is necessary. So buy the book, listen to the archives, stay with us, and participate in the forums that are on my website. That is going to be a very, very important tool as we go through this book. So if you have not gone to the website and joined as a member, again, the website is circlesofprosperity.org. On the front page, you can join as a member, and they've made it really, really easy to join. You can just click the button up there that says I'll log in with my Facebook ID, and you can join through Facebook on the website so that you can participate in the discussion group. If you don't participate in the discussion, then you're not practicing some of the principles that we're going to learn. So please sign up, and you'll get to know some of the other people that are participating in Circles of Prosperity as well. You get to share your experiences. We used to try to do it on the phone, but there's so much information to transfer to you on a daily basis that we don't get to share as much by phone. And a lot of you are hesitant to share by phone. I hope that you'll be a little bit more open to share in the discussion board, because that's how we grow, from sharing our experiences. And you may say something and provide a testimony to something that is going to heal someone else's life. So share. Get over being embarrassed. Remember, there's no judgment here. We love you. You're perfect and divine. You just had an experience, and you're collecting data. So share the data, okay? All righty. I'm just running my mouth this morning. I have so many things I want to get you guys, to tell you guys. I rarely have the time. I'm jumping into the lesson. All right, so today we're talking about the law of giving. And the little opening statement says, the universe operates through dynamic exchange. Giving and receiving are different aspects of the flow of energy in the universe. And in our willingness to give that which we seek, well, we keep the abundance of the universe circulating in our lives. Wow. Now here's a perfect example of oneness in action. Oneness tells us that in order for us to experience a thing, that we have to experience the full spectrum of it, both polarities of the thing. And here in this little opening statement is a demonstration of the principle that we learned in oneness. Because they say the universe operates through dynamic exchange, meaning there's the giving and the receiving. That's a different polarity. That's the each polarity of really the law of giving. It's the full spectrum, isn't it? Isn't that the way oneness would word it? And that full spectrum represents what? It represents the flow of energy. Okay. So here we go. He's quoting, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing this poet's name correctly, is Rabindranath Tagore, Gitanjali. And I think that's the book Gitanjali. And here it is. This frail vessel thou emptiest again and again, and fillest it ever with fresh life. This little flute of reed thou hast carried over hills and dales, and hast breathed through it melodies eternally new. Thy infinite gifts come to me only on those very small hands of mine. Ages pass, and still thou pourest. And still, there is room to feel. Wow. A continuous flow. So the second spiritual law of success is the law of giving. And this law could also be called the law of giving and receiving, because the universe operates through dynamic exchange. Nothing is static. Your body is a dynamic and constant exchange with the body of the universe. Your mind is dynamically interacting with the mind of the cosmos. And your energy is an expression of cosmic energy. Wow. Think about that. You know, because we get so caught up in only thinking about our world. Deepak, in the very beginning, is getting you to expand your consciousness to connect with the entire cosmos. And he's talking about it by your mind, your body, and your energy, which equally means your spirit. So the flow of life is nothing other than the harmonious interaction of all the elements and forces that structure the field of existence. And this harmonious interaction of elements and forces in your life operates as the law of giving. Because your body and your mind and the universe are in constant and dynamic exchange, stopping the circulation of energy is like stopping the flow of blood. And whenever blood stops flowing, it begins to clot and to coagulate and to stagnate. That is why you must give and receive in order to keep the wealth and the affluence and anything you want in life circulating in your life. So the word affluence comes from the root word afflur, which means to flow to. The word affluence means to flow in abundance. And money is really a symbol of the life energy that we exchange and the life energy that we use as a result of the service we provide to the universe. So another word for money is currency, which reflects the flowing nature of energy, because the word currency comes from the Latin word currere, which means to run or to flow. So therefore, if we stop the circulation of money, if our only intention is to hold on to our money and hoard it, since it is life energy, what happens? Well, we will stop its circulation back into our lives as well. So in order to keep that energy coming to us, we have to keep the energy circulating. Like the river, money must keep flowing. Otherwise, it begins to stagnate and to clog and to suffocate and to strangle its very own life force. Circulation keeps it alive and vital. So what does that tell you about our economy right now? I'm not going to answer the question. You think about it. What does it tell you about our economy? So every relationship is one to give and take. Giving engenders receiving, and receiving engenders giving. What goes up must come down. What goes out must come back. So in reality, receiving is the same thing as giving, because giving and receiving are different aspects of the flow of energy in the universe. And if you stop the flow of either, you interfere with nature's intelligence. If you stop the flow of either, you are interfering with nature's intelligence. All right. In every seed, there is the promise of thousands of forests. But the seed must not be hoarded. It must give its intelligence to the fertile ground. And through its giving, its unseen energy flows into material manifestation. So the more you give, the more you will receive, because you will keep the abundance of the universe circulating in life and in your life. In fact, anything that is of value in life only multiplies when it is given. Write that down. Anything that is of value in life only multiplies when it is given. If you love someone, just go ahead and shower them with love. It's going to multiply for you. You know, a lot of people say, when am I going to find a man in my life? Or do you love yourself? Are you expressing love with everyone around you? You need to be a loving being to bring love into your life, don't you? It's not just about money. Some of us are angry and bitter because we've been hurt and think that we're damaged goods in terms of a relationship, and nobody wants to be around that. How can you begin? And even if a wonderful gift came into you, you would quickly destroy it because you're miserable. Or you may not even recognize that God has sent you an angel because you're so bitter. That which doesn't multiply through giving is neither worth giving nor worth receiving. If through the act of giving you feel you have lost something, then the gift is not truly given and will not cause increase. If you give grudgingly, there is no energy behind that giving. Wow. You know how people are at church and they're trying to decide how much they're going to give, and they're worried about, okay, if I do this, then I won't be able to pay my light bill, and okay, I can only spare this much change, or I don't want to give that. That's not the way you're supposed to give in church. That's not how you tithe. You need to tithe with intention, and it needs to be joyful. The Bible says that God enjoys a cheerful giver. So it is the intention behind your giving and receiving that is the most important thing. Why? Because that's energy. The intention, the thought, is energy. It's in energy in its purest form. The intention should always be to create happiness for the giver and the receiver, because happiness is life-supporting and life-sustaining and therefore generates increase. The return is directly proportional to the giving when it is unconditional and from the heart. That is why the act of giving is to be so joyful, because the frame of mind has to be one in which you feel joy in the very act of giving. And then the energy behind the giving, it increases many times over. So practicing the law of giving is actually very simple. If you want joy, give joy to others. If you want love, and this is what I just said to you, learn to give love. If you want attention and appreciation, learn to give attention and appreciation. If you want material influence, well, help others to become materially affluent. And that's exactly what wealthy people do when they invest in the stock market. When they buy, they are investing in that company continuing to grow. So, the easiest way to get what you want is to help others get what they want. And this principle works equally well for individuals and corporations, societies, and nations. If you want to be blessed with all the good things in life, learn to silently bless everyone with all the good things in life. And you know, when I look at what's going on in our country, I said I wasn't going to talk about it, but I can't help it. It's playing out in front of us. So the principles, you can see them so clearly now. You have a group of people that are afraid. They're afraid of the debt. Oh, the debt ceiling. We are in so much debt. And I'm not saying that debt is good, but the fear is not good. And so what they want to do now is cut back on this and cut back on that. And they can't even decide what to cut back on. They want to, and we have one group that says, oh, no, we can't do Medicare. We can't do Medicaid. We can't do Social Security. We have to cut all of that back. Those are the things that made this country prosperous, because you were helping those who are the least of us. Those who can do very little for themselves. So if you take that away, what happens? Just logically think about that. What happens? And then you have another side that says, oh, we're giving too much money to the government. You got to cut taxes. I worked hard for my money. I need to hold on to it as much as I can. I don't need to give it to the government, so you don't need to do anything for us. I don't care about you taking care of poor people or building a military might or repairing the roads. No, none of that's important. I just need I worked hard for my money. I need all my money. Fear. Where is the spirit of, I am so grateful to be in this country that I had an opportunity to build a thriving business where money is flowing to me continuously, that I have an opportunity to serve so many hundreds of thousands or even millions of people. Look at a Walmart. I mean, that sometimes Walmart is the only store in a community. And they're bringing technology and food and clothing. What a blessing. But are they sitting there saying, oh, no, I can't pay anything. You know, I know. How would the food get there without the roads? Or without how would it get here without the ports of call where all of this stuff is coming from China? And the fact that we're consuming the goods, how it's providing jobs in China. But we're sitting over here, oh, worried, oh, China's going to be a big major power. Those people are striving to get out of poverty. People in those countries are working for $1 a day, $2 a day, 50 cents a day. But what you purchase helps them. And we're hoarding in fear. We're blocking the energy. So what happens? That energy is not flowing. And what has consumed us is fear. And the reports tell us over and over, what? That there's $2 trillion sitting on the sidelines. Why? People are afraid, so-called afraid, because they don't know what's going to happen. And so our national economy, one of the largest in the world, which now has tentacles all over the world. So what happens to us impacts other countries, and what happens to other countries impacts us. That concept of fear, the fear of letting go and letting it flow, is wreaking havoc all over the world in the financial industry. You can't avoid these principles. The principles work whether you believe it or not, they work. Deepak tells us that even the thought of giving, the thought of blessing, or a simple prayer has the power to affect others. And this is because our body, when it's reduced to its essential state, is a localized bundle of energy. You are energy. And you have information. Within that energetic form is information that's in a universe of energy and information. So we are localized bundles of consciousness, equal in meaning energy, in a conscious universe, an energetic environment. And the word consciousness implies more than just energy and information. It implies energy and information which is alive as thought. And therefore, here we are, these bundles of thought in a thinking universe, and thought has the power to transform. Life is the eternal dance of consciousness that expresses itself as the dynamic exchange of impulses of intelligence between microcosm and macrocosm, between the human body and the universal body, between the human mind and the cosmic mind, meaning it's going from the smallest to the largest. You individually are an individual component of the larger component, the larger mind. It's like a drop of water from the ocean. Is it not still the ocean water? Yes, it is. That drop is the small part of a bigger body of water. That's how it is in your consciousness. You are a small unit of the larger mind, the larger consciousness. So the best way to put the law of giving into operation is to start the whole process of circulation. And, you know, to make a decision that anytime you come into contact with anyone, that you will give them something. How many of you come to Dr. Reggie's meditation class? What's the first thing Dr. Reggie will do? He will feed you. He's giving you a meal. And I used to complain about it. I'm like, why do we have to do all of this? Why do we have to, you know, you can go to these other meditation classes. You're lucky if you get a cup of tea. But Dr. Reggie wants to feed you. And he said, it is important. It's important to break bread. He sets a clear intention. He begins by giving. And you know he'll give you his little oils, and he's always giving with a free heart. Amen. So it doesn't have to be in the form of material things. It could be a flower. It could be a compliment, and more importantly, a prayer. Because the most powerful forms of giving are non-material. The gifts of caring, attention, affection, appreciation, and love are some of the most precious gifts that you can give. And they don't cost you anything. So when you meet someone, you can silently send them a blessing, wishing them happiness and joy and laughter. Because this kind of silent giving is very, very powerful. One of the things that Deepak was taught as a child, and he even taught his children, is never to go to anyone's house without bringing something. Never visit anyone without bringing them a gift. And you may say, well, how can I give to others when at the moment I don't have enough myself? Well, you can bring a flower. Just one flower. Or you can bring a note or a card which says something about your feelings to the person that you're visiting. Or you can bring a compliment. And most of all, you can bring a prayer. So make a decision. Make a decision to give wherever you go, to whomever you see. As long as you're giving, you will be receiving. Because the more you give, the more confidence you will gain in the miraculous effects of this law. And as you receive more, then your ability to give more will also increase. I remember I was struggling with tithing, and I used to have a commute. I love saying that. I used to have to commute to work. I don't do that anymore. And I'd have long stretches of time where I'm just sitting in traffic, and so my mind would wander. And I pondered about on tithing, you know, do you tithe from your gross or do you tithe from your net? And really, what's the lesson here? What's important is the intention when you tithe, not the amount. Isn't it? And so here's what the Holy Spirit said to me. God doesn't need your money. What can God do with money? when God is the creator of everything? I said, okay. So the purpose of tithing is to release your fear. Is to practice giving freely without fear. So if you can only comfortably give a dollar or 50 cents, give that 50 cents without fear. Give it lovingly. Give it freely. Give it in joy. Amen? Amen. Our true nature is one of affluence and abundance. Are you hearing that? That's our true nature. Why? Because that's how the universe is designed, isn't it? So we are naturally affluent. Say that to yourself all day today. I am naturally affluent. There's nothing but abundance in my life because I was designed to be affluent. And nature supports every need and desire. We lack nothing because our essential nature is one of pure potentiality and infinite possibilities. Therefore, you must know that you are already inherently affluent, no matter how much or how little money you have, because the source of all wealth is the field of pure potentiality. Isn't that what we talked about yesterday? It is the consciousness that knows how to fulfill every need, including your joy, your love, your laughter, your peace, your harmony, and your knowledge. If you seek these things first, not only for yourself, but for others, well, all else will come to you spontaneously. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, seek ye the kingdom of heaven first, and all these things will be added unto you. Seek joy. Seek harmony. Seek peace. Those are the qualities of the kingdom. And everything else comes to you. All right, so now he goes into applying the law of giving. All right? Please take these notes. I will put the law of giving into effect by making a commitment to take the following steps. Number one, wherever I go and whoever I encounter, I will bring them a gift. Wherever I go and whoever I encounter, I will bring them a gift. So today I will give something to everyone I come in contact with. And so I will begin the process of circulating joy and wealth and affluence in my life and in the lives of others. Will you make that commitment for me today? The second thing, today I will gratefully receive all the gifts that life has to offer me. And a lot of us have a problem receiving, don't we? I know I do. I love giving, but I have a hard time receiving, and I'm learning how to receive now. I will receive the gifts of nature. Like the sunlight and the sound of the birds singing, or spring showers, or the first snow of winter. I will also be open to receiving from others, whether it be in the form of a material gift or money, a compliment or a prayer. Okay? And here's the last thing I want you to contemplate. I will make a commitment to keep wealth circulating in my life by giving and receiving life's most precious gifts. And those are the gifts of caring, affection, appreciation, and love. Because each time I meet someone, I promise that I will silently wish them happiness, joy, and laughter. And that's my promise and my wish for you this morning. That you move through this day joyously, that it's filled with laughter and filled with love. Dr. Reggie, how about taking us into our closing prayer this morning?
Okay. Great Father and Mother God and Goddess, creator of everything, we are so grateful for you that you loved us enough to localize the energy to think about us individually and create us on this planet. We can never say thank you enough, but when we are in the mode of gratitude, it expands our vibration and expands our awareness and brings prosperity into our lives just for the simple things in life. And we are so grateful for those things. And as we all know, that simplicity is genius. A lot of things we overlook become great discoveries for something else. Let us love each other and respect each other and honor each other in the highest integrity of the law as sacred energies created by you. Each of us is a sacred being, a holy being, not to be overlooked, but to be cherished and adored and to be welcomed into our lives. Let us welcome them with the power and the grace and the beauty and the majesty of the Holy Spirit. Open our minds and hearts. Let us be the ones who are generating wealth, always flowing in the energy of wealth and giving. As we give, it will come back to us not void, but pressed down, shaken together, that we don't have room to receive it. Let us experience that beauty and that laughter and that wealth and that joy and be able to share and to give unto others. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is, and so it is. You guys have a wonderful, blessed day. Enjoy the law of giving and receiving. Keep it in the forefront of your mind. God bless you. Good morning. This is Cynthia. You're on the air.
Yes, I am.
Good
morning.
Mr. Cody, how are you?
I'm blessed now that I've turned in. I've been just kind of like going through it, and the Holy Spirit told me that, well, what you need to do is just call Dr. Reggie and Cynthia and just listen. And I did that, and, you know, I liked about giving and receiving the blessing. Because I'm a person, when I go to church, I get to think about what the preacher got and everything, and why should I give him all my money? I'd rather take care of my mother or do something for somebody else. And I was wondering, is that a form of tithing? Is that a form of helping people or what? I don't know.
It keeps the flow going, doesn't it?
Thank you.
You're doing it in joy, aren't you?
Yes,
it's an exchange of energy. Your mother brought you into this world and cared for you when you couldn't do for yourself, and now you're giving back to her. I think it's a wonderful thing. But the thing is to get rid of the judgment, right?
Yes.
Like when you're going to church to get rid of the judgment. In church, maybe your joy should be because they are feeding you spiritually.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful for the lessons that I've learned, and let me give from that place. You want to always give from a place of joy, not resentment.
Okay.
Okay.
That is great. That is great.
I'm so glad to hear your voice. So glad to hear your voice. We've got our next lesson is, next book study is going to be awesome. It's all about relationships.
Well, I certainly need quite a few lessons in that. but I just wanted to say, you know, I think I need to come back down there. Give me a call when you get a chance.
I will. I'll call you.
And I'll be waiting to hear from you. Peace and blessings, everybody.
All right, baby. Love and peace.
Thank you.
Okay, we're out. Peace out. God bless you guys.